Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph. In yesterday's Daf, we learned that in order to discard waste from a boat, a person has to spill it along the outer wall of the boat and just let it drip into the ocean on its own. So the Gemara points out that although kocho, doing malacha in indirect ways, normally aser, Chazal were never gozer against transferring to a karmelist through kocho. Transferring to a karmelist in the first place is only derabbanan. They were never gozer. The fact that Chazal never asked rotsa to a karmelist through kocho can be proven from a Yehuda's opinion that svina amuka asara vein gova asara metaltel mitoch liyam avlo minayam litocha. You can move things from a boat whose walls are 10 tefachim tall from the inside and less than 10 tefachim above the surface of the ocean from the outside to the ocean, but you cannot transfer from the ocean to such a boat. The only explanation for the difference is that transferring from the boat to the ocean can be done through kocho, which is permissible since the ocean is a karmelist. But lifting from the ocean to the boat has to be direct action, which is usher from a karmelist to a rishus hayachid, because karmelist, the ocean is a karmelist, rishus hayachid is a boat. A boat is rishus hayachid. Amar Rav Huna, hani beitzasa de mishan. Small boats that were used to navigate the narrow Meishan River are considered a karmelist, since the walls of the boat at the point that the boat reaches a width of 4 tefachim are considered to be hanging, and you therefore can't carry 4 amos on the boat. There are 2 exceptions to this rule, however. Yesh b'pachos mishlosh arba leslan ba. If the boat reaches a width of 4 tefachim within 3 tefachim from the floor of the boat, it's considered a rishus hayachid. And the second exception, imalinu karnivor b'ni leslan ba. If the bottom of the boat is filled with reeds and branches, the floor is considered raised, and the boat is a rishus hayachid. Mask Rav Nachman v'le mukarachas mechitzta. So Rav Nachman asks why the walls of the boat aren't considered to extend downward based on the halachic principle gurachas mechitzta. The halacha views hanging walls as if they extend down to the ground underneath them. Even though the Chum limit this principle to cases where Ein Agdi and Bokimba, goats can't walk right through the imaginary halachic walls, but Bikias Dagim Lo Shmei Bikia, the fact that fish can swim through the walls wouldn't nullify their status as walls. Now, the idea that fish swimming through the wall doesn't nullify its status is confirmed by a Brisa that says Ein Mechitza Tulia Materes El B'mayim. A hanging Mechitza only works to form Mechitza when hanging above water, even though fish can swim through. Svinos Kshuros. The Mishnah said that if 2 boats are tied to each other, you can carry from one to the other. So first the Gemara asks what the Chiddush is. Of course you can carry from one to the other. Amar Rava lo nitzcha lahatir bitzes shebinehen. The Mishnah is teaching that even if they are connected through a small boat, you can carry through the small boat. Amar le Rav Safra Moshe Shapir Kamrit. Rav Safra asks, this doesn't seem to be the pashtus of the Mishnah, which specifically talks about carrying mizul lezu from one boat to another. Elam Rav Safra lo nitzcha la'arivul taltal mizul lezu. Rav Safra said the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the boats are owned by 2 different people, you can make an eruv between the 2 boats and carry from one to the other. Parenthetically, the Brisa mentions that if the eruv was made between 2 boats and then they were detached from each other and then were reattached on Shabbos, whether b'shogeg b'mezid bonus b'mutin, by accident, on purpose, unwillingly or mistakenly, the eruv goes back into effect. And the same would be true by mechitzos that are made on Shabbos. Shekal mechitzos shenasa b'shabbos bein b'shogeg b'mezid shema mechitza. All mechitzos that are made on Shabbos with whatever level of intention are considered to be halachically valid mechitzos. The only case that there would be invalid mechitzos is with regard to being allowed to carry inside of them when they were put up on Shabbos b'mezid, but if they were shogeg, or with regard to being chayiv for throwing something from Rosh Hashanah into them, they are valid mechitzos. Amar Shmuel v'afil kshuros b'chut asarvel. Shmuel held that boats are considered connected even when they are tied with string normally used to connect clothing. The Gemara explains that this string can only work if it is strong enough to hold the boats together. Although Shmuel required a metal chain to transmit tumah from a dead body to a boat, the requirement for metal is only due to cherev hareu kechalol. Metal items that touch a dead body have the same level of tumah as the dead body itself. But when it comes to connecting boats for Rishuyos Shabbos, anything strong enough to hold the boats together would suffice. That's the Chazar of Shabbos, Tav Kuf Aleph.